George Michael ever do a Christmas album? Does anybody know?
You're listening to it.
This is George Michael.
It's Wham.
Oh, I didn't remember that. Oh, well, there you
George
go.
Michael and
the Wham.
The other guy who nobody ever can remember his name.
Right, nobody. It's like Boy George. Who else is there besides Boy George?
Right.
But yet it was called Culture Club.
Shoot, what was this guy's name? Well, no, I remember Culture Club. I just don't remember the other band.
Actually,
this is Adam or Andrew.
Actually, George Michael and Boy George might have made an interesting pair.
Yeah, that would have made an interesting pair, yeah.
Music. Did you get my drift? All right, we're a day early on the Mayan controversy. Meanwhile, back to the ranch, and the subject matter is actually a couple of different things that are floating around here, including our Christmas star of the day. Later in this hour, we'll meet Chris Harriman, who has some interesting music. We're all about Christmas and the thoughts that try to get us away from what's gone on the last week or so. Jennifer's going to give us an update on the mom contest. We'll have a new winner for you in a few minutes. Richie asked me a little while ago, and I'm going to go back to this. There is at Facebook a question that we're asking.
Yeah.
Our friends at facebook.com/goodday show, what you would do if confronted with an opportunity to buy body armor backpacks for your children.
So a backpack made of Kevlar.
Well, this is, if you check the story out at dougstefan.com today, basically the fellow who runs the company, Derek Williams, explains there are three models. A Swiss gear that's made for teenagers. They have an Avenger backpack for smaller children. They have a Disney design as well. The company is called Amendment 2. I guess you can figure that connection out. From Salt Lake City, where Jack Stockwell is, they manufacture body armor for law enforcement and military use. In the last couple of months, they've moved into a different market, body armor for children. They introduced a new line of backpacks after the shooting at the theater, I think it was. And this, they've got a carbon nanotube armor design, Richie.
It looks just like a regular backpack.
It looks just like a backpack. If you go to their website, which you can get to by going to dougstefan.com, you can see what they're offering. The sales numbers have tripled in the past couple of weeks. And so I'm wondering, and we asked you at Facebook, whether you as a parent would buy one of these to protect your children, or if they can convince you that this backpack would protect your children. I don't see how it could or would.
Here's the thing.
But I thought it was an interesting thing to propose to you. That's why we have the story at dougstefan.com, and we're asking the question on our social media. Here's the thing. What's the thing?
How do you go to your kids?
Would you? Yeah, I mean, well, you don't tell them. You just say, hey, here's a new backpack. What do you think? Isn't it lovely? Isn't it sweet? Isn't it nice?
And then if they don't know that...
They don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
Okay, so what are the odds that they actually...
Well,
first of all, what are the odds that they actually confront a situation
right,
where they
where they're
going to
be in the back? First of all, the backpack is on the back. And secondly...
Well, no, I mean, first of all...
You're going to wear it during the day?
How many kids are actually going to walk into a situation like what happened last week?
Well,
hopefully...
The
percentages are so small.
Right.
Thank God.
But you know what? It's the entrepreneurial spirit... America.
Yeah, but how do you tell your kid, listen, if a gunman ever walks into your class,
my God,
you go over
and
pick up your backpack. You can't do that.
No, you can't. But some, I mean, these guys would try. So, Roberta, you're confronted with this situation. Your daughter's in high school. I don't have to ask you if you'd get one of them for her. But just think about how this might apply in some of the schools in New York that you're familiar with.
You know, the kids a lot of times are required to hang their backpacks in the back or put them in the closet, so I don't see where this is going to be any protection whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
I mean, unless they're, you know, they're walking around and there's a sniper on a roof or something, but...
Yeah.
Now, here...
It makes no sense to me at all.
I know a mom who created this company that makes clear backpacks.
Yeah.
For the purpose of the faculty being able to see what's in kids' backpacks. Some of these schools require clear backpacks now.
Clear? What does that mean?
So you can see it's made of like a clear vinyl.
Yeah,
really?
See what's in
see-through.
Them.
So when the kids walk into school, they can actually see into the backpack as they're walking by and see what's in the backpacks. And that's a big business now, is these clear see-through backpacks for security purposes.
Well, stores have required that for years of their employees. When they go on breaks, if they're taking bags of makeup or something like that, it has to be clear so you can see what's in it.
Pretty, I don't know. The whole thing makes me pretty uncomfortable.
And this is the thing that scares me. Whenever we have a horrible tragedy, there's always this reaction, and some will say overreaction.
Yep.
And what ends up happening, I mean, look at how scared we are all the time now.
Right. Everything's full of
whether
TSA.
It's the news, whether it's the TSA.
Right. Yep.
Whether it's our rights being taken away by Homeland Security.
Yep.
There's always this reaction, and everybody means well.
Yeah.
We all just want to protect everybody, and that's good.
I don't think that's true.
But, well, you're right. It isn't true at all.
No.
You know, but
it's
it gets
fear
to the point where
it sells. Fear sells. Fear sells. And the drug companies are going to do a landmine, regardless of the scrutiny of this new group that the president's put together to deal with the three basic areas that are part of the problem, the violent videos, the mental health issues in the schools, and guns, all three of those. I think he's correct. I think the three prongs are things to be considered. And then, when you get right down to it, at the end of the day, what's going to have the most merit and what's going to be considered? The drug stuff, we are in a drug culture, and this drug culture is anathema to people. And I think, Richie, part of it, people are getting on drugs is because they're so worried about everything. So, I need to calm down. Give me a drug. Give me a pill
right.
to calm me down because of all this stuff that we're confronted with every day.
Well, or because of all the chemicals that I intake into my body from whatever.
Food even.
Right.
Depending on what you're eating for food. That's why the
I'm so jacked up, I need something to chill me out.
Right. Yeah, calm me down. I have uppers, downers, sideways stuff. Oy.
Right. Okay. Everybody's Elvis every day, and they don't even know it yet. Man, why am I feeling so up? Give me something to bring me down, man.
All right, let's help people in the first place. Christmas is right around the corner, New Year's, so you'll now be able to actually focus on losing weight. I don't want to be a killjoy because, let's not talk about this until after the holidays. Well, let me get you thinking about a product called Axia 30 that is different because it contains ingredients that are shown in clinical studies to get rid of 30 of your unwanted pounds in 12 weeks. And it's an all-natural approach. Antioxidants in this thing, countless health benefits, anti-aging benefits. So this is not just your ordinary weight loss program. This is Axia 30. 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Call 800-525-8345. It's a full three-month money-back guarantee. And if you mention Doug Steffen when you call 800-525-8345, you'll get an extra month of Axia 30 absolutely free with your order. Lose the weight. Guaranteed. Start now. 800-525-8345.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on Good Day to discuss some of the important medical developments over this past week. He studies all of the journals, and he's here to give us an overview of what he thinks is important. And his presentation comes to you courtesy of the folks that produce T-Gen with Nitro Boost. Dr. Ken will tell you why he thinks this is good for men, and actually it's good for women as well, in a few minutes. First, though, let's talk about the marijuana use among teenagers, and medicinally, because there's a big argument, Ken, about whether it is medicinal. Is there any scenario you can come up with for teenagers being sick? I suppose if a teenager has cancer or something, maybe teenage marijuana usage might be appropriate.
Well, This is a warning, Doug, this week from the National Institutes of Health that marijuana use by teens remains high. They're giving up cigarettes. They're moving to marijuana. And it will probably increase as a result of Washington and Colorado decriminalizing the drug just last month. But teens, Doug, who think marijuana is safe to use, they are just mistaken. Marijuana use during adolescence is harmful to the brain. Study after study shows this.
All right. Let's talk about then the other study that shows how secondhand smoke, when women who are pregnant are around it, affects the newborn.
This is out of the journal Neurotoxicology. Everybody listen up, especially if you're pregnant. Children whose mothers were exposed to secondhand smoke while they were pregnant, Doug, they may be at greater risk for behavioral problems, prenatal exposure to secondhand smoke, or environmental tobacco smoke. It's linked to attention problems and aggression, but much more. Children who are exposed to secondhand smoke in the womb, they also fare worse on language, speech, and intelligence tests.
Wow. We were talking about losing weight, and Axia 30, a good product for that. And there's news today about how losing weight would help those who have diabetes.
This is some really good news, and we need some. This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week, Doug, that 1 in 9 people with diabetes saw their blood sugar levels dip back to a normal or pre-diabetes level. And this was after a year on an intensive diet and exercise program. So there's real hope that this new study gives that people with diabetes, through lifestyle changes, they can end up getting off medication and likely lower their risk of diabetes-related complications.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, noted cardiologist, one of the health experts on the Good Day program. We're reviewing the medical news this past week. You're an expert in cardiology. You look at people's blood pressure all the time. What's the story with this new procedure that could help people who have continuing problems with high blood pressure?
Out of the medical journal this week, Circulation, this is probably the medical breakthrough of the week. We'll talk about it much more this weekend. That people who can't get their high blood pressures down with drugs, they may be helped by this new procedure. It deactivates overactive nerves in the kidneys, Doug, and controlling high blood pressure is so important to avoid strokes, heart attacks, kidney disease, and heart failure.
All right, quick overview of how the news focusing on people who eat together, families that have meals together, how good it is in the long run.
This is out of the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health that eating meals as a family actually improves children's eating habits, even if it only happens once or twice a week. It's recommended children eat 5 portions of fruits and vegetables per day, and those who always ate together, Doug, they achieve this, but those who only did sometimes also came close, so there's some good news. Watching parents and siblings eat actually teaches good habits.
Dr. Ken, brought to you by T-Gen with Nitro Boost. Why? Why is that good for men? I guess for women, too, when you consider what the benefits are. Huh?
Secondarily good for women, yes. But directly good for guys, because everywhere you look, there is new testosterone product being made available, because boosting free testosterone, it will improve your sexual desire and even enhance muscle mass when you exercise. But the little-known secret, Doug, is boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time will make this experience go to a whole new level. And in fact, your body also needs nitric oxide to improve blood flow. And that's what it's all about when you want to improve this area. And maximizing libido and performance just happens when you improve blood flow. So we're introducing T-Gen with Nitro Boost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide in your body when and where it counts.
800-317-9865. Mention Dr. Ken and you'll get it half price. T-Gen with Nitro Boost, 800-317-9865.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens, the day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience.
I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Steffens.
Would you like to know?
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
What the number one, whether it's secular, sacred, spiritual music that concern themselves with the season we are in. The number one song, request-wise and otherwise, in every measure of how a song has staying power.
Susie Snowflake by Rosemary Clooney.
No, sorry about that, Jennifer. And it isn't by anybody. Richie has found, just in doing a quick search, hundreds of versions of this song.
Here's Amy Grant.
Amy Grant is doing a version right now. Then there are the Ventures.
I do too, actually.
I love this. Yeah, it's very good stuff.
It's like the Munsters theme.
Yeah.
In a good way, doesn't it?
It typifies kind of what we want to think or feel in terms of the mindset. Ron S. and their version. Good for a goose bump or two here or there. She sounded like she was having a good time, but she did it.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Outside
the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Isn't it wonderful, too? Wonderful, too.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Ella Fitzgerald?
Very good, Dudley.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you.
Name that singer.
Come on,
and
it's lovely
name that tune. Johnny Mathis is easy to pick out.
Come on,
but see, they're all fun versions.
Ride together with you.
Let's see who else I can get you with.
You'll end this with the number one version of it. We'll
come
finish
on, it's lovely weather for
the most popular version of this tune. But there's so many great instrumental versions.
You want instrumental? There you go.
This is Leroy Anderson, right?
It is not.
Oh, it isn't. Who is this?
Your backyard neighbors.
Oh, the Boston Pops.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sounds a lot like a Leroy Anderson version. This is when the Boston Pops were great under the
Leroy Anderson version.
Who's this?
Leroy Anderson.
This is Leroy. This is the most popular version of Sleigh Ride. Leroy Anderson. strings, the way the strings fit in.
To and the clippity clop sounds, too.
Yeah, right.
Here's Mannheim Steamroller.
Yep, this would be a good version. Aren't y'all in a good mood listening to this? How can you not be in a good mood listening to this?
Makes you happy.
Yeah, it really does.
Ooh, look at this.
Right. It's Richie's time. A new toy. All the versions of sleigh riding is fine.
Cool. Seeming to know what this is. Here's one of Doug's old favorites.
Mitch Miller. Nope. Ah, Percy Faith. Ray Conniff. Ray Conniff. Ray Conniff. Yep, 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 yep. I love them all. Yep, 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 yep. This brings back, this is the stuff that I was into when I was a kid.
A lot of versions of this thing.
Nice. Great stuff. All right, so now you're in the mood, we hope. Our Christmas star of the day coming up in a few minutes here on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, car loan.
Sir?
You know, the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh, whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh. What, do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
Guitar Center's got incredible deals on the gifts they'll remember their whole lives. This Kohala Uke, normally $39, is just $29 this weekend only. And this sweet spruce and rosewood Yamaha acoustic, normally $149, is now just $69. Listen to this Hohner harmonica, part of a set of seven for just $19. And this Williams 88P digital piano is just $199, $100 off normal price. Hundreds of deals on the gifts they'll love most. Now till Christmas Eve at Guitar.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Great stars on this program as a star of the day, star of the week. We used to have in New England, we called it community auditions. I was never a participant in it, but it was a radio and television thing. It was hosted by a couple of radio personalities, and it was the theme to it was as follows, Louis. Star of the day, who will it be?
Please.
And it went on from there. Chef Louis DeAngelis is always a star as far as I'm concerned. Here to talk about what you eat. Way for you to be healthy and perhaps you're in good shape and good stead as we begin the year, the end of the year. A lot of people concerned about food for the holiday season, the taste of home versus the taste of restaurants. What do you find? Do people, is restaurant business good this time of year, or are people really choosing to eat at home, Louis?
Well, the restaurants are slammed every holiday, you know, because a lot of people decide that their time is better spent with family than sitting in the kitchen all day.
You know what we did last night? A friend of ours is in town who had recently moved away, so we're going to be like seven or eight of us get together. So we're thinking, okay, where should we go? We go to this restaurant, that restaurant, you know, and we have the kids. So we said, you know what? Let's order in, and let's just all bring it back to our house. And we had everybody there. We didn't have to worry about the waiter, you know, okay, we've been sitting at the table for an hour chatting and talking, and they need to, because they were going to be busy. We just did it all at home and just ordered in. Didn't cook and just did it at home. We were able to relax and spend the whole night chatting and talking, having some wine, and had a good time.
Really?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was the best option all the way around.
All right, by the way, Louis, in his recipe of the day or recipe of the week, we're going to come up with some ideas from other countries for Christmas dinner. In fact, there are a lot of things. I don't know if we want to tease this. I'm looking at mealworms.
Yes.
As an alternative to conventional proteins like meat, mealworms.
That sounds tasty.
It sounds awful.
It's amazing. It is. Yeah. You know, it's from the desk of the ridiculous department.
Yeah.
It's a researchers in the Netherlands, and you know, they've decided that, you know, first let me preface this. You know, yes, there are proteins with insects and bugs, and I mean, it's, I don't know if you'd call it nouveau.
Yeah, they come up all the time. Yeah, that stuff comes up all the time.
Right,
now.
But the reasoning behind this one really just got my goat on this one. The reasoning is that they're saying 70% of the farmland is used to raise animals, whether it be beef or chicken.
Right, to raise corn. Right, corn to raise these animals. You're right. That's what is a big criticism.
And they're saying
that
the greenhouse gases are tremendous because of that.
Yeah, that's what they say.
They're thinking is, let's cut greenhouse emissions and greenhouse gases, because mealworms don't take, they don't release any gas into the atmosphere or anything. And they say that they can turn this into a powder that can be ground up and used to mix with vegetables to make a hamburger with protein. Yeah. You know, I understand the idea behind it, but the
mealworm hamburger. That sounds appetizing.
Yeah, the reasoning
probably
behind
tastes
it,
like chicken.
Greenhouse gas. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me. And now they got the University of Montana involved.
It makes sense to me. I'm not sure it sounds tasty, but it makes sense.
Well, it makes sense, but I mean, are we taking this whole farmland and greenhouse emissions a little too far? I mean, and the worst part is they're getting paid to do this kind of research, and next it'll be being paid here.
All right, so let's say we forget the farmland greenhouse emissions argument, and let's say we just look at practicality. How much does it cost, Doug, to run your farm versus running a worm farm or an insect farm? How much land would you need? How many tractors would you need?
I'm not doing, my cows are not for eating. My cows are for dairy purposes. I don't think there's any such thing
as
mealworm milk.
But you're making milk.
That sounds pretty advertising, doesn't it? Mealworm milk.
Yeah.
I'm making food.
It sounds like it would be cheaper to make protein from this source than it would be from livestock.
But this is perhaps where the rubber meets the road.
Or the hooves meet the ground.
Yeah. The 800-pound gorilla in this room is the exploding population on the planet. Unless some plague happens to kill 3 or 4 million people in the next 30 or 40 years, this planet is, no matter what you see in the heartland of America, where there's not a big overrun of population, but you look at the big cities here, and more importantly, you go to some of the other countries, especially in Asia, but this is going to happen in the Middle East as well,
India,
where the population is crazy and these people are having 8 or 10 babies. They're out of their minds, and there's just not enough food. So what we are able to produce now in terms of food, the only thing that acknowledging what you said a few minutes ago, Louis, actually does, is admit that we have a complex problem, not created necessarily by us, but we're once again being looked to solve a problem that could be solved in a much more intelligent fashion by people getting away from their religious credos and craziness and curbing the amount of people that are coming on this planet. So,
yeah, absolutely. And the flip side to the whole thing is, you know, Richie brought up about how expensive it is. You know, sure, you don't need tractors and a lot of property and all for these mealworms, which are beetle larvae. But the amount of heat that you need, the electricity bill is fantastic because you've got to keep it at a certain temperature.
Let me step away from it. Let's step away from this for a second. What's going to happen? I said I'm off on my usual business in terms of population explosion, but the futuristic movies that you see of these cities that are sort of built on top of other cities and everybody lives in a high rise and there's no land anywhere, that's not around the corner, not even in the next century or two or three or four. But if we don't kill ourselves, in the year 2525, if man is still alive, we are going to have a need for this kind of alternative food, because there isn't going to be enough land for us to produce food the way that we produce it now. There's no question about it. Unless we can find a planet where we can harvest food and bring it back here, this planet will not be able to survive if we have 8, 9, 10 billion people on it. It can't survive. It cannot provide enough food for itself in the way that we now do it. If we have this sort of thing to look forward to, then people will be able to grow these things at home.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to harvest, be able to maybe go back to be able to provide all the food you need yourself proper schooling.
Look at the disgusting stuff that we eat now that's not good for us.
Right.
And we don't know what it is. You eat a Twinkie, you don't know what chemicals are in that thing. So what's the big deal? You pulverize some worms, you make it tasty with some berries or something like that.
And we don't eat horse in our society. But yet a lot of people do. We don't eat dogs and cats in our society, but a lot of people do.
Well, you might eat cats. I had Kung Pao Kitty last night.
Yeah, but if you know, another thing you got to look at the state of Florida, just Florida alone. You know, when you take the population compared to the land mass that we have, you know, you're only looking at somewhere around 17, 18% of the land mass is used for population. There's so much property left. There's so much. And I think the problem is, we see the problem is, you know, when you go to the Midwest or you go to Europe, a lot of, you know, look at China. I mean, there are billions of people there, but there's so much land mass.
Yeah.
And when you look at it, I think the real problem is we've gotten away from being an agricultural society. It's not passed down anymore.
No. It's not considered. Well, there are efforts by some of the family farms in certain parts of the country to get rid of the death tax. The government and its architecture, the way that it ruins the family farms that remain, is the IRS policy through the government takes away the land. You have to sell your land to pay for death taxes. And so the farms aren't being passed down. They're being sold so they can be developed. We're killing ourselves. We're cutting our own throats with our stupid, idiotic tax policy that is completely against the best interests of anybody and everybody, except for the spendthrifts in Washington that just want more, more, more.
Yeah. Yeah, because it is, to me, you know, as a food person, you know, population aside, I don't see any celebration in a mealworm burger. I just don't. And I still feel that people will want to celebrate food, and you can't do it without the farmer.
Nope.
And that, to me, is the celebrated noble position.
If you're sitting in Africa and you haven't eaten in 5 days, maybe it's an option.
In the next few minutes, Chef Louis DeAngelis, along with Rich McFadden and Doug Steffen, have a few ideas from other countries for Christmas dinner. And so the recipe of the week coming up with Chef Louis in just a moment on Good Day.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the coffin cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store only, ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks, subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks, limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
Holiday shopping got you down? Well, you're not alone. 60% of the people who participated in a recent Groupon holiday study said that finding the right gift is their number one holiday shopping challenge. Those hardest to shop for? The person who has everything. The unclassified love interest. And the frenemy. Brett Runyon, Rouponciers for Groupon.com, has some tips to make the holidays easier.
Groupon.com has developed a few tools to help you out this holiday season. The Groupon Gift Finder helps to find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. After answering 3 simple questions about the giftee, the Gift Finder searches through thousands of deals throughout Groupon to display the perfect options. Check it out on Groupon.com/gifts. Or follow us at Groupon and hashtag Groupon Gifts for up-to-the-minute shopping advice and gift ideas.
Groupon provides customers with assistance, advice, and a variety of high-quality items and experiences at unbeatable prices. Make sure to check them out at Groupon.com.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Guitar Center's got incredible deals on the gifts they'll remember their whole lives. This Kohala Uke, normally $39, is just $29 this weekend only.
And this sweet spruce and rosewood Yamaha acoustic, normally $149, is now just $69. Listen to this Hohner harmonica, part of a set of seven for just $19. And this Williams 88-key digital piano is just $199, $100 off normal price. Hundreds of deals on the gifts they'll love most. Now till Christmas Eve at Guitar Center.
All right, so we've got ideas on Christmas dinner that may be unique. What do we have specifically that's going to show up in the Chef Louis recipe box at DougStefan.com, Louis?
Well, on the recipe box, we've got probably the most ordered dish at any seafood restaurant in America, and that's shrimp scampi.
Really?
Lucky enough to have a friend of mine who was a chef at one of the large chains, and this is the exact recipe that they use. It's simple. There's four ingredients. You've got, you know, a little bit of butter, you've got white wine, you've got oil, and you've got shrimp. It's not a big deal, and some garlic.
That's it.
It bakes in 6 or 7 minutes, but the trick is, okay, don't buy the peeled and deveined pre-cooked shrimp. Because if you do that and you cook shrimp a second time,
right,
you know, use it as a fishing lure.
Right.
Because it just becomes hard and rubbery and you're not going to be able to eat it. But that is one of the most popular dishes. And, you know, being an Italian, okay, we have a fasting and abstinence day for the day before Christmas. Our Christmas Day dinner is really nothing. It's a light buffet. I mean, because we want to spend family time. But Christmas Eve, you know, there's 6 different courses of fish only. We don't eat during the day. And that's one of the dishes we have is scampi.
All right, so shrimp scampi.
I got to go get this because I'm doing this.
And so you got 4 different, go by, run by us again, the 4 ingredients. And this
okay.
People can just oil, shrimp.
You know, butter and oil mixed together. Shrimp, garlic, and white wine. And you marinate the shrimp in it first, let it sit for half an hour. Put it in a baking pan at 350 for 6, maybe 7 minutes tops. It's mm-hmm. done.
That's it.
Wow.
Then you can eat it just the way it is.
Over top of the pasta and boom.
Pasta.
Yeah. Very cool.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, great. I'm all stuff. Over this.
All right, here's a question from listener Peggy. How long after opening is it safe to consume cream cheese? I suppose like Philadelphia cream cheese, that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, it goes back to the old rule, cold food's cold and hot food's should stay hot. The problem with cream cheese, it does get a bacteria on it real quick, being a cheese. And people end up opening it, and they leave it out as they, you know, smear it on their bagels, and they sit and talk over breakfast. The more it sits out, you've got a problem. It's not going to last a day that way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're careful with it, you know, you take the cream cheese you need, put it on whatever it is you're using, whether it be toast or a bagel, and put it back in the fridge.
The facts.
Put it in a nice container. That'll last good the 2 weeks.
The facts. Do it third take. The facts about food. Check out Louis' box at DougStefan.com. Merry Christmas, Louis.
Merry Christmas to all.
O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change with a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $26.99 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. This offer won't last long, so hurry in today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
It's December 21st. Go ahead and take a look around. Are we still here? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's face it, for more than a few of us today, only one thing matters, the fact that we are still here. December 21st, 2012. Supposedly, the Mayan calendar came to an end today. Some people even zeroed in on an exact time, the winter solstice. The moment winter arrives, 6:11 a.m. Eastern Time, which has come and gone. Hard as it is to believe, some folks are unfortunately taking this very seriously. Due to threats of violence connected to the end of the world predictions, nearly a dozen school districts in Michigan canceled classes yesterday with no school again today, which may work out well, what with the weather problems in the upper Midwest. Scott B. is a psychologist at the Cleveland Clinic. He talks about this fear of everything coming to an end.
Some people, you know, really respond with fear to uncertainty, things they can't predict. And indeed, there are media reports of cataclysms, tsunamis, things of that nature that get people guessing at the end of the world.
The folks at NASA can't wait for this hysteria to end. The space agency has been flooded with calls and emails over the past few weeks leading up to today. A video produced by NASA actually showed up on YouTube last week, although it was meant for us to watch it tomorrow. Here's a clip.
December 22nd, 2012. If you're watching this video, it means one thing. The world didn't end yesterday.
Yesterday, as in today. The video goes on to talk about how NASA scientist John Carlson has studied the alleged Mayan doomsday prophecy for more than three decades, with Carlson saying this whole thing is a misinterpretation, that the Mayans had an expansive sense of time, and that their long count calendar could simply roll over and repeat itself. In other words, never mind. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value, and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth, and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now. And let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, stocks ended higher yesterday. The Dow up 60 points, closing at 13,312. S&P added 8 points. NASDAQ with a 6-point gain. Crude oil also up 15 cents a barrel, finishing at just above $90. On Capitol Hill, the House of Representatives has gone home for Christmas, but they could return to Washington as early as December 27th to work on a new plan to avoid the fiscal cliff. The House abruptly recessed yesterday after coming up short on support of the so-called Plan B, which House Speaker John Boehner had proposed. Deadly and disruptive storms across much of the country, closing highways, canceling flights, knocking out power. Weather advisories in effect in 17 states stretching from the Pacific Northwest to Maine. Airlines have canceled at least 1,000 flights going into the weekend before Christmas, and more cancellations are probably on the way. This traveler, Terry Bohan, is stuck at Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C.
We'll get there if we have to rent a car and drive.
To where?
To Denver.
That's right, she said, to Denver. These storms have produced plenty of snow, lots of rain, gusty winds, hundreds of thousands are without power. Maybe it is the end of the world. And finally, more of the Mayan end-of-the-world stuff. Seems like everyone is at least talking about it. Ma'am, did you know the world is supposed to end today?
No, I didn't.
The one person who didn't know. How about you, pal? What are you doing on this last day on Earth?
Well, I'll talk to you the day after.
Nicely put. Of course, you have people trying to cash in on this. The Hamanasi Resort in Belize is offering an end-of-the-world package, which includes a tour of Mayan ruins where guests can discover clues about the prophecy for $1,800 a person. Just in case the Mayans were right, I think you had to pay up front. And in Alexandria, Virginia, you have the Rustico Restaurant, where bartender Neil Eddy says they're going to have a great time today.
It's the last hurrah of the world, so you got to party right.
Neil says he'll be serving end-of-the-world beers, including something called Dead Guy Ale.
The Dead Guy Ale, it's, you know, if what's said is going to be comes true, we're all going to be dead the next morning.
Or if the ale is strong enough, we'll just feel like it. If there is a weekend, have a good one. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
It's a scientific fact. Man can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
There's the snap. It's a blitz! And Christopher Gonzalez of Queens, New York, your girlfriend wants 2-carat diamond stud earrings for Christmas. And time is running off the clock. Also, don't forget to clean the litter box. You made an agreement. And besides, it's not even her cat.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.